Roz and Mocha. And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Here we go. Welcome to it, everyone. Episode 1154 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, normally we kick things off with a couple of phone calls. However, today we are going to start with a voice note. This one coming to us from Lucky.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. My name is Lakshana. I'm a new mother to 2.5-year-old twin toddlers, and I'm kicking myself for not being able to ask you this live, but I feel like a lot of parents would love to know, what did you do to get past the roommate phase with your partner? Looking forward to hearing your response. And Roz is my favorite.
To get past the what?
The roommate phase.
Oh!
Listen, I think she's like in it like crazy right now with twin two-year-olds.
Yeah. I think she's asking like, when did life for you and Jenna and me and Kathy go back to normal as far as like business and where you don't feel like roommates just raising kids together.
I mean, like in the chaos of things, like I can't speak to what she and her husband are going through.
Yeah.
With twin two-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like I know it was, at least for us, even when Cruz was two, things were chaotic. Yeah.
But when did you guys go back? When did you fall back?
I would say it was like in and around that time.
2 years?
Yeah, 2-3 years maybe. Like you start having those conversations, not what you're thinking of, like less than that, but, getting out of the routine of the everyday where it's like all the kid, everything's about the kid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think
like,
she's talking more the other thing when she says the roommate phase, not the,
I think
not,
it begins with the conversation because we had the,
not the chaos.
Yeah. We had the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? So, you have to have the conversation.
So how long, though, is what she's saying?
Like after a year?
Yeah.
Less than that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say it was quick for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't remember it being I think what happened, though, was I think that we were so hyper-conscious of it when we first had Rocks. I think that we fell back into that fairly quickly, really quickly from the way I remember it. But then we sort of went into what I guess you could call a roommate phase.
Sure.
Right. It was afterwards. So we came out of the gate. Like once Catherine was good and knew the kid was good, couple doctor's appointments,
you're still
everything
excited
else.
And you're like, oh man, this is amazing.
But we got back to being like lovers.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Uh-huh.
Like real quick. But then I would say we sort of, that roommate phase kind of happened after. And when the roommate phase happened with us, I think, is when the kid started to get fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because then you just actually are spending so much time and all you're doing is talking about, and every conversation you have is only about the kid.
Yeah. Remember this.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
See what happened earlier today.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I remember when I was traveling a lot. And so when I would come back, it was like I was not a part of what Catherine was dealing with. And so she was happy to see me. I was happy to see her. And so we fell back into that non-roommate life really quick. But then I stopped traveling for a little while is when I got like into a lot of vacation time and everything else. And so I stopped traveling. And then I think we sort of regressed maybe for a little while into that roommate phase. And then we did have a conversation about it after that.
Yeah.
But I think that Mocha was right. I think that the you just have to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, have a conversation. Don't be afraid to.
Yes. Because I think that what happens is you both sit there and you're going to go, oh my God, we haven't made out, let alone got business done in forever. And then it becomes so long that the conversation then becomes awkward because nobody wants to be blamed for it.
Sure.
Right. Nobody wants to say, hey, well, I don't make a move because you, and then they're like, well, I don't make a move because you, and then you're going to get into this thing. And I think that that's the fear, but I think the right thing to do is to just always be conscious of it and have the conversation frequently, right? Not just once, but have it frequently.
There you go. Thank you for that voice note, Lucky. As we move on, Melissa says here, question for Roz. Mm. After all the snow is melted and gone away, will we get a lawn reveal video or picture? Mine is looking like hay right now.
I saw it this weekend. I went and looked at my lawn this weekend.
Uh-huh. And because you prepped
and
last fall,
Yeah. And it's great. I mean, my lawn's green right now. Uh-huh. It's just like, it's not growing, but it's green just because I put so much nitrogen in it before the winter happens that as soon as the thaw happens, like there's fertile fertilizer on my lawn already. Oh, and so my lawn's green. Like there's not a lot of brown in my lawn right now.
Oh, not mine. I'm like Melissa, yeah. My lawn is looking like, hey.
Is it?
Dry, yeah.
Yeah. No, mine's okay. It'll happen. But yeah, no, I definitely will do some sort of lawn. There are parts of my lawn that are destroyed from the snow though.
Yeah.
Like I have shrubs I had 3 years of growth on them, and then the snow and the wind and the ice, everything, they're now down to little nubbins, like 3-4 inches long. No offense, Maury, right? Just this little tiny thing.
He's like, none taken. Bro, you didn't even fight back.
What's the point?
But yeah, you'll get a reveal for sure.
Edward says here, if a stranger has something in their teeth or needs to wipe their nose, do you tell them / gesture them to do so, or do you just let them go about their day?
Stranger in what circumstance, though? So let me throw out the situation, and then you guys can answer it, okay? You're not on a subway, okay? Or you're not in a restaurant, and somebody you don't know is, like, at the next table. Like, when I say a stranger, you're in some sort of social setting where there's people there, people you don't know, but you're all sort of in the same social setting. You look across and you see somebody who's got something like nasty in their teeth or a big wet booger in their nose. Uh-huh. You don't know them, but you're in the same room.
I would say something.
You would say something. You would.
I say that now. However, I'll tell you guys before you all answer. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, I was out and I was out like taking photographs, right?
Yeah.
Pictures. And I saw someone, we were like, ended up like at a park, right, near downtown.
Yeah.
And I saw someone who works here, who I see every now and then.
Right.
And he was out with his dog, right? And we talked to each other. And I noticed like he had something just like near his mouth.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like orange.
Right.
But I didn't notice it. Yeah. But I didn't notice it until like right before we said goodbye. Because I was like, I got to go, like the group, we got to leave, right? And he's like, all right, see ya. So then 5 minutes later, I see him again as he's leaving the park.
Yeah.
And I noticed it again.
Still.
And at that point in my mind, I was like, should I say something? Or is that rude that I noticed it the first time, didn't say anything, and now...
But he doesn't know that you didn't see it the first time.
Now, after the second interaction, the first interaction, like we talked, like I'm not talking seconds here. It was minutes.
Yeah.
Right. And the second time it was maybe a minute and a half.
Right.
And I didn't say anything.
You didn't, the second time you didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you didn't.
No. And then 2 days later I saw him at work.
Gone though, right?
Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maria, what do you do in that situation? Do you tell him or you not tell him?
I would tell him.
Yeah. I think it's different if a woman tells you than if a guy tells
you. Yeah. But like, I would go about it very nicely. Like if we're sitting at, like you were saying, at a table, I would walk over and like whisper it into their ear or quietly be like, hey, by the way, just letting you know if you want to go to the washroom. Yeah. Like,
and then that guy's wife walks out of the bathroom and sees you whispering in his ear and then all hell breaks loose. Okay, and then suddenly, suddenly he's missing the tooth that the thing was stuck
in. Are you saying anything, Ross?
I would. Yes.
Yeah.
I would. Yes.
I think you have to.
I would. Yes. Maury.
I would first see if the person's nice. I'd give it a little bit and see if they're a nice person or not.
Yeah.
Then
you know?
If they are,
how
well, no,
you
if you have, a, if you're talking with them or just seeing their body language, otherwise I'll, you know, let them suffer.
Right.
But if they're nice, I'll do that gesture where I'll sort of point to where it is and you know, and just be like, you know, pointing to it.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Shem.
What if they go to kiss you, Maury? You're like pointing, like,
that's never going to happen.
I tried. I really did. well, okay. As somebody who had a skin tag right in the middle of my nose, which looked like a booger for like a couple of months, I would want somebody to tell me. So I would also tell somebody.
Right. I was out. Like I had like a professional meeting that I had to go to. And I was there and it was like the better part of an afternoon. And I had never met these people before, and I went to the washroom, and it was when we were all sick on the show, like everybody had a cold, right? And I went to the washroom, and before I left the washroom, I blew my nose. Mm. And the problem with having a mustache, right? Because I got a pretty thick mustache. The problem with having a mustache is when you blow your nose, you really got to clean out the mustache, because when you blow your nose, all of that goes into the mustache. And I was in the bathroom, and the lighting wasn't great, and I blew my nose and I left the bathroom and I went back to say goodbye to everybody. two of the guys, they were like, oh, our kids are big fans of the show. Can we do a picture? My daughter will love it. Everything else.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I do a picture. I'm standing there with these guys, right? Saying goodbye, everything else. Hey, great to meet you. You know, it was great. We'll talk to you soon. Then I get in the car. I go down to the grocery store. I do a full grocery shop, right? And yeah. then I leave the grocery store. I get back in my car. And it's at that point that I look in the rearview mirror. And I had a huge, huge
oh no.
wet booger oh no. That went from my nostril
yeah.
all the way across my mustache to the corner of my mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh,
and whoa. Nobody said any. They took a picture
yeah,
with me.
Yeah, they got evidence of that.
Right? They
That's
took
so nasty,
a
bro.
Picture with me.
Oh, yeah, that
and,
ain't right.
And
that
so
ain't right.
I walked around. I had that on my face for about an
Yo,
hour.
You I would have, like, the next day, because you go to the same grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would have the next day been like, guys, I,
who's
why didn't y'all
do that?
Say anything?
And then they're going to go, what booger? And then I'm going to go, yesterday came, and then I got to talk about my huge booger.
Yeah.
No, but right? after you left that meeting, I'm sure they're all like, oh, my God, did you see
Thank
that?
You.
to each other.
Thank you. Right?
No wonder they didn't tag you in that photo on IG.
I have not seen that photo posted anywhere.
Damn. Maximus Prime says here, NSYNC or BSB?
I don't care.
BSB all day.
Oh, yeah.
Which not even close.
Okay, which one's BSB? Which one's BSB?
Backstreet Boys.
With no, Nick Carter, Agent McLean.
Which one was Timberlake in?
NSYNC.
Oh, and you're saying BSB?
1,000%. It's not even close.
They
it really isn't
iconic
close.
Hits.
It really is. It, Maury's 100% right. It's not even close.
No, huh?
Not even
BSB
close.
BSB or NSYNC?
1,000% BSB.
Okay. Maria?
Backstreet Boys.
Wow. I'm the only one saying NSYNC.
I
really?
Can't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I can't. When you
I
go just, through their
I,
hits.
Yo, bro, I love NSYNC so much.
Is it because you're younger than all of us, Mocha?
Oh, don't say all of us, please.
Okay, so hold on here. Let's go. Let me see if I can pull something up here.
Do you even know any NSYNC or BSB songs?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. I know the songs, but I couldn't tell you which one. Let me find out.
Like, it's gonna be May.
Oh, I know that. Who sings
that's
that song?
NSYNC. That's NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. That's okay. NSYNC as well.
Bye, bye.
Let me just find a list of their.
I want you back.
Okay.
That's NSYNC
okay.
as well.
Now sing a BSB.
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Quit playing games.
Who's
with
that?
My
Who
heart.
Sings that one?
That's Backstreet Boys.
Oh, damn.
See?
Okay, hold on here. Quit playing games. So BSB, right?
Yeah.
Quit playing games with my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, that one.
Yeah.
Right? As long as you love me.
Mm-hmm. Great song.
All I have to give.
Oh, that's a fire song.
I'll never break your heart.
Oh my gosh.
Anywhere for you.
Memories, man.
And then we get into NSYNC. Tearing Up My Heart.
Yeah.
Good song. Tearing
here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I Want You Back.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
God. And then on a couple other albums here. So we got I Want It That Way, Larger Than Life, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely.
Oh,
never heard of that song.
Backstreet Boys Records.
Yeah.
Wait, what song? Wait, which one?
I've never heard of a song called Show Me the Meaning.
Yes,
of
you
oh,
have.
Yeah, you have.
Show yes, you have.
Of being lonely. Hold on.
Wix, one platform.
Oh,
sorry. get through this Wix ad on YouTube.
Describe your.
This song right here. Guaranteed you know it. As soon as you hear
okay.
the song kick in.
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
Oh, it's such a beautiful song.
God, boy bands really leaned into that Spanish flamenco
really
guitar
did.
Kind of thing, huh? When doing a ballad?
Yeah.
Boom, boom. All right, you got to turn that off. They're going to pull our podcast down. Not allowed to play stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But you love trouble. That song, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys, BSB all the way.
Yeah. Let's go to Mel on the phone.
Oh, okay. Mel, how are you? Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm so nervous to talk to you guys. I don't know why.
You've been on the show before, though.
I have plenty of time.
Yeah. Girl, we are family. Don't be nervous at all.
Thank you.
Just take your time and take a deep breath.
Right.
What is your question?
My question is, do you have a no-scent, a scent-free policy at work? And I'm also wondering who showers the most in their fragrance.
Okay, hold on a second.
Do we have a no scent policy at work? Hell no. Correct.
We do not. No. And then when you say,
I think that maybe we would if I didn't like the smell that somebody wore. There were times where Maury would wear something. You went through a real phase of where you were wearing something that was just rancid to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it was
rancid.
This
is the first time hearing that.
What are you talking about?
I don't recall.
I used to say that. Didn't you wear something that was like had a patchouli in it?
Oh yeah.
What was that?
Patchouli.
To me, and I know, yeah, and I know some people might like that smell. To me, it just smelled rancid. Uh-huh. It was rank.
Yeah, no.
And
we
I
don't
used
have
to tell them all the time.
Now I wear Frisians.
I don't even know what that is.
What's
it's a flower?
Frisians?
It's a flower.
Yeah, I don't know. So I think that everybody. I do like the smell of everybody. Mm. I would say the Shem smells the most, or it lasts the longest on Shem. The perfume that he has.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like. He smells nice the most. He doesn't just smell.
No,
the
that's
most.
What I'm talking about. Yes, his smell.
Because the Axe body spray. That's the one.
Is that what it is?
Use Axe, man.
Yeah.
Don't spread that rumor, bro.
I think he sprays it in the undercarriage and then just sits and sweats all day.
What?
And it's like,
that is.
Look at Maria's like, I'm in this room with him. Come on.
I'd say Roz has the most memorable smell.
The most memorable smell.
Like it's a vanilla.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Interesting. I like it. I don't even smell it on me though. Like I.
Because you're just used to it.
Yeah. I'm just so used to it. Mocha, I would say I smell the least, which is interesting. And I don't know why that.
Mocha smells different every day.
Yeah, oh,
do
have
you?
Different colognes. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I mix
you
it up every
it
now
up?
And there.
Based on what though?
I don't know. Just like no reason.
No.
Really? No. I'm just like, oh, maybe I'll try this today.
But your wife doesn't love you to have a smell?
No, she's never said anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
we talk about that a lot because Catherine only wears one, and I only
what
wear
does she
one.
Wear?
She wears a, I don't know what it's called.
Like
what's
a vanilla something? Or the
no,
other?
She wears Lalabo.
Lalabo. Yeah. Thank you, Maury.
Oh, Lalabo 69.
Sentinel. Yeah.
Yeah. Not 69. Is it 69?
No.
No. It's not 69.
Exposed.
Bro.
It's got a number in it, right?
Bro,
yeah, it does have. They all have numbers, but that's not the one.
No. Oh.
You know, wow. Of all the not, numbers to choose, they
Mocha? You're not going to Lalabo or 69, okay?
Oh, my God.
Neither of those are cool to say about another man's wife, okay? You don't even say the word 69.
For the record, it's 33.
33, yeah.
Oh, close.
No, it's not. That's not.
Not even
what
close.
What do you mean? Close. Yeah. Close anyway, to what?
Yo, big up Catherine, that Lalabo.
Right? don't say that. You don't know. No, you're not allowed to say the word. You can't say you want it. You can't say Lalabo, and you can't say 69. You can't even say 33, okay? That's not cool.
Shem loves that one.
All right?
Anyway, Mel, love you.
Yes,
you were great
you so
on
much.
The podcast today. We appreciate you. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I have to pick Roz because he's right. So unapologetically truthful.
Thank you, my love.
You're the best.
Thanks
have a great
so
day.
Much.
Bye-bye.
You as well, guys. Thank you.
I would like a little less truth in this conversation, to be honest.
Okay, we'll end with this. Mark says, who's getting the most male attention on Instagram these days? Damn it, Maury or Maria?
Well, I did have that one photo sent to me.
One? Hey, Maria, when's the last time you had an unsolicited photo sent to you?
Oh, like a long time ago. I don't get those.
You don't get those.
No.
People don't do that. They
no.
don't think it because maybe because they don't think it works.
Yeah, it
right?
doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not saying it does work. I'm saying that I think people are now coming around to the fact that they know.
Yes,
that it
I think now
work.
It's more publicly known that the girls don't like that.
Have
right.
things changed yes. since you announced that you are dating someone now? Like, have the DM stopped or like not a lot of dudes know?
I mean, I haven't really posted him everywhere, so I feel like there have been some messages where people will still slide in.
But
the day that I had, like, I guess as people were calling it, like, a soft launch, like that picture I posted on my story, I had a couple guys message me being like, damn, I was just supposed to ask you out, or there goes my dreams, just stuff like that.
My dreams?
For the record, people know I'm married and that I still got that photo.
So do you, Maury, when it comes to, I'm assuming it's guys in yours, right?
Yes.
Yes, gays, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, or sort of gay for you? Maybe not gay in life?
Like, not gay for, gay.
Like they're willing to go
just
gay
for you.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, not gay for pay.
No, but gay
no,
for
what?
You.
What? No, for you. Right. Like you. They yeah. want you, Maury. Yes. Oh, my God.
but they may be like married to a woman in real life.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Interesting. And how and how many of those, honestly, do you get?
Like, I'd say this year, like.
This year.
Like two?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
One.
Because
oh
I think that from what I know, because Maury has shown me a couple of the DMs, right? Mm. I think that there are, and this is what never happens in straight world. Like Maria can just deal with the guys and all that stuff, right? But it's normal. We can all understand like a guy finding a woman attractive, like all this other stuff.
Like they say some weird stuff, but I can only imagine.
But in
like
gay world, what you wind up having is you have people who have either fantasies or closeted feelings that are currently in relationships. And they have this desire to either express that or explore that. And what they do is they almost go to Maury looking for help with that.
To help fulfill.
Do you know what I mean? Like to help fulfill
to see if he's interested.
To fill the void.
Yes, and because Maury's also married, I think that they think that the whole thing would just be kept secret. Like this sort of secret gay affair. That Maury would be willing to help this guy. Like it's philanthropy.
Yeah.
Right?
Have
like it's something like it's charity work.
No.
No, but Maury showed me that one message he got.
Oh my God.
It was filthy.
Yeah.
The guy's married.
It was, and then you look at the guy's Instagram and it's like all
with
like
kids?
Yes.
Oh yeah. No,
full
that's bad.
Man.
That's
full
bad.
Family man. But he had these, maybe he's just been gay the whole time.
Yeah.
And he just never came out. Like I feel for guys like that, right? Or he's just such a huge Maury fan that he's just willing to try.
Like, yeah, there wasn't even a like go for coffee. It was just like
it was
right
there. Oh, yes.
Classic. So watch, he's gonna hit you up today. Let's go for coffee.
Yeah. No, it was let's meet in the Home Depot bathroom.
Once a week we'll post on Instagram Ask Roz and Mocha, and just feel free to ask your questions there, and two of you will be selected to join us to ask your question or even submit a voice note to the show. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thanks for listening
to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5,
kiss925.com,
or download the Seeker app.